Today is the last siman on Hilchos Mechitzos. Then we go over to Hilchos Eiruv. How to make Eiruv. Now is a very important siman on Hilchos Mechitzos, siman Shin Samach Hei. Seif Alef. Din Movi Shenifret Zimoy Chasif im Seif Alef Movi Shenifret Spoy Pilze mit Zidre Klappe Röscher. So, have a Movi. Just to, I didn't bother to put the batter in Mochatzeres, Psuchan Letoichoi. Each one of these is a Movi, right. So, there's three cases where you can have a pilze in a movi. The front of the movi, less than 10 amos, lechi mekoira, okay. There's one pilze, which is right up next to the roish of the movi. This is the first case in the mechaber. The first case in the mechaber, there's a pilze.
Laser.
The first case is right up next to the head of the movi. You've already got a pilze. The pashtus the shulchan aruch doesn't mean it was pre-built like that. It was a good movi. It had all round a good walls, and it got a pilze. The wall got knocked down. So the beginning of the movi, we always said before, a movi has to have 4 amas. The beginning of a movi, less than 4 amas in ishka movi. Here, the din is not less than 4 amas, no, the din is 4 tvachim. So if that's 4 tvachim, then it's all right. You don't look at it as a pilze, you look at it as a pesach. The minute that's less than 4 tvachim, that becomes a pilze. Even if, why does it become a pilze? It's very no good, it's very hard to be misaken. Why does it become a pilze? Because the oilam will stop using the main entrance, because they can have a shortcut through there. There, look, that's not a shortcut till you get round, till you get back to the main entrance. There, this is the third place we have is over there. It's also not a shortcut. Why should I go squash myself through a little entrance when the main entrance is over there? That's not called a vadai shortcut that people will make. This is vadai people will make it. And even if nobody's as yet making it, we look at that as it's a pilze in the movi. That is the first case in the mechaber. So even though nobody's actually using it, we say, people are going to use it. People are going to use it. It's a pilze. And you spoilt your main entrance with a lechi over there. The second case in the mechaber is over here. That is taka, a pilze in the back of the movi. No, pilze in the back of the movi, that already depends whether people taka use it or don't. If people are using it, boki bo rabim, there's one halacha. If nobody's using it, it doesn't matter. Same thing we have over here, which is not mentioned in the mechaber, only in the Mishnah Berurah. You had originally the wall was, let's say it's 50 amos, you have a wall over there, and then people started, that it broke down over there. Again, nobody used it. If you see people using it, it causes a problem. So that is the three cases, those two are in the mechaber, and that's in the Mishnah Berurah. So this is the first case. So even though really the beginning of a movi is 4 amos, here, because it was already a movi, it doesn't matter if it's 4 tvachim. Wichtig zu wissen is, it's important that all these really are oimed merubah. And we learn later, the next thing, that if this would be a chotzer, there wouldn't be any problem. Because there's a din on every mechit, so we know, oimed merubah, look outside, you got open, you open, oimed merubah. Look at that, that's 50, and that's that is 4 tvachim open, 5 tvachim open, 1 and 3 tvachim open. And the same thing there, I mean, till 10 amas, more than 10 amas is always a problem. Anyway, it's oimed merubah, but afal piken. Special din in the movi, even though it's oimed meruva, it spoils the main entrance being a lechi bekoira if you have something on the side. That's the hakdoma. Siman shin samachay din movi shenifut sif aleph movi shenifut by pilze mitzidoi, a movi that has a pilze on the side klape roishoy next to the top. Im nisha oimed beroishoy pas rochevar bo tvochem. If the beginning piece is still there, which is 4 tvochem, mutter, doesn't matter. As long as it's not more than 10 amas. If there isn't a pasabor, also. Right, is always lovered, that's not a problem. But the minute you had a brick in the movi, at the entrance, near the entrance, on the side, near the entrance of the Mavi, and the break is before you've actually had four tfochim of mechitza, it's no good. This stated in the first sif. What should I do about it if you have such a mechitza? A mezain. So the first bialocha says, what about building it up? I'll put it, you build it up totally, it's okay. But what about building back four tfochim? I'll just put back four tfochim. Because if it's four tfochim, it's alright. I'll put back four tfochim. That's the first bialocha, and it looks to show you. Maybe it's no good. Because really, Tchilas Mavi is four amas. Now it's broken, you have to start fresh and have a four amas. Could be. Could be you can make back a four tfochim, and it'll be good. Next bialocha, the bottom, has a ganze shaila, whether you can put tzusa pesach. Maybe you can put tzusa pesach. Maybe yes, maybe not. Maybe you can't even put tzusa pesach. Because it spoils that like we had before, the Machlokes, when you had it over there with the Zutta and there was an opening, people started using it. We imagine people are walking there even if they're not at the head of the Mavi. Because people are zikha going to use it because it's so close to make a shortcut. A Mela could be a Tzusa Pesach, doesn't help. Could be yes, could be not. It's you have to build it back again. Why not? Because if you put Tzusa Pesach there, that makes... Bomb shot is that makes it sosum, it's closed, and finished.
If it's sosum,
the other shot is that we're frightened, that becomes the main entrance. And if that's the main entrance, you can't have a lechi v'koyla on that entrance.
You put the
tzusa pesach on both. Oh, you put here, there you are right. And on both, is that right? Yeah, on both you are right. So only because the lechi v'koyla on the top. So the Mishabuya Mitzilik Lapigoyishoy, that's the Bialochas. Mitzilik Lapigoyishoy, Purisham Movi, Hoyamasukim, Belechioy, Bekoyla. The Movi has on the head of it, on the entrance, Alechi Bekoyla, Vinifitzech, Maxon, Shabitzid, or Klapigoyishoy, Alechi Bekoyla, Imnisha Albatrochim, Shadain, Nishashi, Hoshub, Movi, Lachain, Lebot, Lapesak, Lavaf, I'll go to be Amish, Shiro, Movi, Lebos, Malba, Amers, Canola, else you should see you need four Amers. We make that we don't look at the loch as a loch. As long as it's four tefachim, as long as it's not esa amos. Pesach, yes, we can chosher pizza every time. 10 amos is a pizza. So listen, let's do pesach. That's even if it is more than four tefachim. You have to make close any opening which is more than 10 amos. Also, in Cain, the Afal got the possibility of Mikul Pesach. So, what's wrong here? Hoche, Chayshino, Dilma, Shovki b'nei Amovi, Pesach Amovi, Yechel Pesach Zele Katze Dalkom. They'll go zicha. We assume they're going to use this shortcut. Ubotele tikkun lechi yekoyu shem tzion lePesach Amovi. Ve'en shem Pesach Amovi alav. Lechi yekoyu is on the Pesach Amovi, and there's not Pesach Amovi anymore because it's not Pesach Amovi because everyone's using the other one. That's the shayla. Maybe I could put Tzusa Pesach there. Maybe even not. Other, if the whole loch is poshut, then it's all right. That is Sif Aleph. Continuation of Sif Aleph is Sif Beis. Let's say it again, Sif Aleph. More vision of us by putz and mitzvah b'goyish gak b'goyish em nisho even b'goyish pasur loch av arbol tvochim mutter. If the pasur arbol tvochim is mutter, so we say clearly, im nisho even b'goyish pasur arbol tvochim, if there's four tvochim, it's okay. Sif Beis, nefus mitzvah shloi kapagoyishoi, if there is got a pizza higher up, so this is really, so Mishibur says, we just said that. It says at the top, if it's four tvachim, it's mutter. Well, here you got 100 tvachim, so it's mutter. So we're now explaining it, explaining the din. In Nifritz Mitzidoi, because there's a few other dinim you have to know. Look at Mishibur Vov. Nifritz Mitzidoi, hainu delay, Nifritz Somach Lugoy Shaila Bifnim, Mimani Vim Kem Kosha, Haidin Zivanish, Dai Pasa Bot Vachem, it's okay. Lom Lam Lachava Lamadha Lemisna, Tutsa Choynim. The Sif Zayin El Prote Purusha Shladin, which we're explaining it. Kosha Nisha Pasa Bot Vachem, so we said, if there's not four Tvachem, terrible. Avada, you have to be Mesakin it, you have to fill in the best, make a Mechitzle. Abba, if there is four tvachim, koshin shabasa b'gishav and if it's shloik l'apagoshoi, shum seif and oktay, now explaining, because the Sif Beis is going to explain in detail, halik kilom Sif Beis is very malach. Dodam winim Sif Aleph, im nisho basa b'ol mutad asa amas, hay na fil lo nisho min hakoisi b'sot klom, even if there's nothing left over, mi lo shoy al echad lo boki boi rabim. Now we come into a very wichtige din. So let's look back in Sif Beis. Mechaba, Nifus mitzedo shloi kapiroi shoi shiuri be'es. Till 10 amas, you're all right. Afila lo nishtayim in akosel b'yisod klum, even if it's, the wall is totally gone away and it's mamash flat. V'hu deloi boki bo rabim. But now we've got a new chumra. It's not a chotza, it's a movie. It's Oymed Merubah. The hole is less than 10 amos. Oh, but it has to be Loi Boki Barabani. If we see, not like in Sif Aleph. In Sif Aleph, we assume people are going to use it, and it's already no good. Here, you have to actually see people using it, or it should be easy for people to use. The hole, the Loi Boki Barabim. Which rabbin? Machlokes in Prima Godim, when it means rabbin of the street, or even means the rabbin of the movi. Boki means they break through. Break through, Kele. Boki, that you bekea etzim.
Chop.
Yes, it means they run through. Rudelei boki bo rabbin. Avadi boki bo rabbin. Afele loy nifet rakabot fochim, soch lesak nesham. But if it's got a boki rabbin over here, it's got a boki rabbin. The people are going through, even the under of Pshatis, even the people of the Movi, often go through there. Then it's a pizza, even with four tvochim, tzorich lesak neshom. You have to make a tikkun. The best tikkun over there is a tusa pesa. There helps a tusa pesa. That's it. So the Mishabur is going to tell us that this din is not just when it's over there, it's also when it's over there. You used to have a wall over there, now it's over there. Here also you don't say people are going to use it, assume they're going to use it. Because why should they go there instead of there? But if lemasa they do, or lemasa it's easy to walk out, then it's a problem. So the Mishabur Zayin Shlei Kaperoi Shavu Adin Kshnifes Pugoi Shay Mamish Kigoin Shamovi Sosem Shlei Shuruches Uksas Miruchavitz V'Tikna Movi Nadi Lechi Yerkei Shomrim Kasiyat Nezim V'Niasa Pritzik Nezim Shoyat Esa Amos. As long as people aren't using it, Kol Shoyimid Anishim Ruba La Poets. As long as that side is Nishoyimid La Poets. And now, so what have you got? You got a lechi. Once if you got a koira, there's going to be a zaitik machlokes say whether this koira, if you have such a case, has to go from there to there or there to there. We're going to have one hold. It has to go till the end. It's koira koira. Yes, oimim the hachash es pritzu b'rviz v'nishem munach hakoira dafka kus lemum kotzer kotzer. You have to have the koira. If you have a koira, not a lechi, you have to go from there to there. Aber rova choyne miskim with the mashu munach hamukkam oimim the nishem kinnim munach hakoira semut yam shachabur moishem pritzu b'tas vav lekamim v'nishem pritzu b'tas vav lekamim v'nishem. Oh, Rav Chaim say the koyu can also go just till there, from there to there. Aye, that's Oymed Merubah, it's alright. So, Zaytik Azach, whether the koyu has to go across, whether that can also be called, the koyu has to go from wall to wall. Is that called wall? We're going to run time, that's not called wall. So, the koyu would have to go right across, it might have to be less than 10 amas. Alright. So, Zaytik Azach. Hafila loynish taya heches, ritzalayme ve'ein ikuv lave derech oysamokam. Even if it's easy to go through, it doesn't matter till 10 amas. Unless there has to be a place where people you see, that means pastures and mashma. But if it's hard to go, now here's the machloikas. It's only good if loy boki berabim. What is called loy boki berabim? So first Mishabura says, shahoyim mokim matunif. It's dirty, makuka, betit. Ve'ein derech rabim lava boisa mechitza. Now, does that mean because the people don't go, because it's dirty on the other side? Or does that mean that the people do go, but it doesn't matter because it's dirty? That's what I'm saying. We have to make sure people don't go, so we make it all full of mud. People still go. Does that matter or not? It's not clear. Is it if people people go, but it's unclear. But if you make sure that if it's tit, it's not convenient to go. But the masa they're going, does it matter? But this zecher doesn't matter. Koshkin, im nishtayim in akosel bi yisod shloishet tvochim yabot tvochim goven imisa bevaday ma'akev helich bnei odom. If it's difficult to go because it's three tvochim high wall, that is often a gemara. It doesn't matter. It's not called Boki Barabim anymore because there's a three or four tvochim high wall in the way. That means it got knocked down and there's a leftover three or four tvochim. Aber I Boki, the Shurvei Nikra Pesach, Rak Derech HaRabim. Vehine, Sif Gimel, now we come to a very, very wichtig Mishnah Brewer. Vehine, the Sif Gimel, the Vura, the Le'inyan Chotze, Tomin Shia, Putosse, Vassur, Afile Boki Barabim. If all this would be a Chotze, we wouldn't have any of these problems. Oymed Merubah, I'm finished. It's less than 10 amas, Oymed Merubah. You don't have to worry about Boki Barabim. So this is a new concept we have, that we've got Oymed Merubah, and it's less than 10 amos, and nevertheless, sorry, Boki Barabim. So Boki Barabim is a problem in a movi, not in a chotze. I mean, if it's Boki Barabim at the front, right, that's mamash a problem, you have to rebuild it, it's the easiest way. over here, before we carry on, what we're going to do about this problem, let's say we've got this. We've got a movi, lechiko at the front, and here is boki bogabim, right? So if we have tit on the other side, all right, it's difficult to go. If we have a gimel tfochim mechitza, little mechitza, it's also okay. If we haven't got that, it's open completely. What are we going to do about it? So obviously, make it less than four tvochim, right? Less than four tvochim doesn't matter. Or four tzuas ha-pesach. That's ideal. Make it tzuas ha-pesach. Otherwise, the bi'aloch at the end brings a prima godim, you can make another lechi v'koyu there. I tell me lechi v'koyu, the chaznish says you can't make a lechi v'koyu there, lechi v'koyu is only on the main entrance. But it seems the prima godim make a halter that you can make a lechi or koyu there, it's only a boki b'rabim, it's not so, you know, it's not a real pitzah, you can make a lechi v'koyu.
Why
if
a lechi v'koyu helps the main entrance, why can't that one as well?
Because that's the chaznish, that's the tikkunos hachamim, that a lechi v'koyu helps when really, There's no wall there. You need a fourth wall. Lechi mishum mechitza, salom mishum mechitza. Finished. Chum gave you that advantage, that allowance. It didn't give you everywhere. Kibbutz gave the mishabuyah now, practically speaking. So we're making an eruv. We're making an eruv in Parkside Avenue. I was saying, yes, Parkside Avenue is a movie. But let's imagine. And we want to know, what do we need to do there for the side? Yeah? So what happens if there's an opening there to another street in the side? There's an opening, imagine there's an opening there in the back to Jewel Street. There's an opening in the back to Westwood. Let's imagine, there's such an opening. It's not 10 amas wide. There's good mechitza on either side. What do we do? So Kibbutz again in the Mugan of Rome, and he says, you know, the movie, we don't have movies. Oh, we haven't got Batam Seb Sukh and Toycha. We haven't got movies. We haven't got these problems. So the Mugan of Rome, Vezokt, that Simon Sheen Samachay, when it says movie, it has to be movie, the whole potem, the duker. Vezokt, it has to be a movie with Batam Seb Sukh and Toycha. Efsha, any movie, I understand not chutzah, but any movie, that means thing, with has houses coming off it, has also got this din. Maybe. So zot the mishabura, second line, the mistapik ha-mogin avram, the levimah, the mevur, the sim machine, some gives a very good, the mevur, the din chatzayus, yashlehem. Efsha, the gamlin is that din chatzayus, yashlehem. So we can forget about this din. Because we've only got chatzayus. You got a whole town with a big chaim around it. We've only got chatzos. Aber im gamlin zeh in chotzer v'sayim yesh lehachme. Maybe not. V'ayim v'seif meir shem b'dem v'sayim b'dem kol adinim avos shalom. The mesmer says, I'm sorry, this din is not do b'tem chasev suchen toichay. This din is chotzer, like you said, as I said yesterday, also this inyan about having a difference between the minig. A private chotzer is a private chotzer. Okay. As soon as it becomes like a public chotzer, or a chotzer which is off a street, which is off, which chaseyus onto the street, even though it's not a movie of the Torah, aber the Mugan Avraham like yesh lehachmir, which makes this is another one of the big differences between eruvin in towns which are chomer and eruvin which are kuladik. Certain towns don't bother with this. So if you go down to Great Cheetham Street, go along Great Cheetham Street, Asda after Asda. Yeah, Asda, B&M. Yeah, three openings there. Each one of them has a tzuas ha-pesach, a black tzuas ha-pesach, a metal tzuas ha-pesach that's been built. Because of this din, because if the eruv is over here and you want to go out, it's taka not 10 amas, it's taka even merubah, boki b'ram, you have to do something. So that's why in Chomadika eruvin they taka do things about it. In other towns where they don't do anything, they say, I'm sorry, it's not a movi, it's a chotzer, so you're all right. So the Bialocha brings here, in Mishabuya state, you can put a Tzuas HaPesach. Bialocha brings that, okay, we're talking about here, you must remember that at the front you've only got a Shvach HaTikin, a Lechi V'Koyra. What happens if at the front you've got a Tzuas HaPesach? So in Shulchan Mecharav state, it's either or. If you've got a Tzuas HaPesach over there, because they look as it like Mefulish. So if you've got a Tzuas HaPesach over here, you can also put a Lechi V'Koyra there. So the Prima Gurdim says you can put a Lechi V'Koyra there. Shulchan Aruch Rav says also that if everywhere else, so imagine a town where you've got everywhere else with Tzuas HaPesach, you can also get away with a Lechi V'Koyra over there. It's only the Beis Meir that brings a Ritvo, the last few lines of the Bialocha, which says, no, this is a Pirtza, there's no Lechi, no Koyra, Tzuas HaPesach, have to have a Tzuas HaPesach. So now I'll tell you a story. As Gidudi is on the good. So there are one or two places where I've made gidudi. That means I knew that people are going to carry on walking over it. So it's not me worth putting a mechitza there. So I've put a netting which is only 3-4 tefachim high. Because Gidudi is good, we learned. A place where people walk through. So you have anywhere in the Mechitza where public can go through certain things. So, all right, there's one had to get a gate. A gate we make, even Kunt Chazinish, a gate we make. There was one place in the Erev, which Rav Landau worked around, it's Chayin de Levorcha, and it had in it steps. I mean, you went through, and straight away there were steps. So when it was originally made, the tiny steps is like Gidudi, you can't walk through it. So we went round, Rav Landau said, nah, I don't like it. I don't like it. Steps is not good enough. Rav Landau is going to work a book with a frame. Yeah. So I said to him, the ick of Gidudi is it's hard to walk. I said, it's hard to walk up those steps. No. I looked there, I said, you know, Rav Landau, you can't walk up those steps. He walked much with a frame, he couldn't walk. We're talking about 2.5 years ago. So he smiled and he said, nah. So I sent him a letter. I sent him a letter about two of another Nukudi. He said, sent him a letter. I told him, as it's only, even if you've got a lechi. There was a lechi there, the side as well. So if you've got a lechi, so, and everywhere else has got two sapesa. And here you've got a lechi besides the steps that you're not happy with those gedudi, you've got a lechi there. So he answered me about this letter over here. See it? It's historic value. So he answers me back, Tzemach Tzedek, Chelekor Chaim, now this is the ritual he brings over here. Ochen, look at the last three lines of Bialocha. Ochen be besmeya. That's what he says. You always need to tzur sapesach. That's what he writes over here, and therefore he writes that you need we should make that tzur sapesach. Which we did afterwards. Maybe it was the best of that. He didn't completely answer my tana. Because my tana was that, if you have a street, a movie that goes like this, and at the front is a Tzur HaPesach, then, all right, you need a lechi over there. You come to the ritual, you can't have a lechi. You have to have a Tzur HaPesach. Yeah? So you have to have a Tzur HaPesach over there. If you have a whole town, yeah, and you want to call this a movie, so who said that is not the entrance? The entrance, you're allowed to have a lechi. So who said that little corner is not the entrance? Everybody's moed at the entrance, you can have a lechi. That's what I'm saying. No, if it be taka movi, and you can see it's a movi, it's long and thin, so you know this is the entrance, that's not the entrance. But we're talking about a circle around the whole town, why can't I say that is the entrance? He didn't answer me that. All he says, we should do it, and I answered about we're going to do it, and we did it. You can see it's on the Rainbow Brow.